Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay, and I'm back with Greg.
Hey, how's it going? It's been a few months.
It feels like no time since I just went to Tahoe with you.
True. We hang out outside of the pond.
But thank you. Courtney's still in Italy trying to hunt down Joji DJ.
Someone's got to do it. Cohen does not give a fuck.
That has kind of been the breaking news this week, people. So Joe left ICE.
Under the cover of night on Friday.
Oh, totally. Totally. And
incognito, if you must.
And Gia has been the one posting the most about him.
Correct.
And he's staying with his family in Italy.
Brother Pete.
Yes, Brother Pete.
Brother Pete.
But Joe has shed about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
40 pounds, and
mostly out of his face. Like, his body doesn't look that much thinner, which is weird.
I think it looks thinner.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of everywhere. He looks a lot younger.
He's just less juicy now.
Do we call him Juicy Joe?
I don't know. He's like a dried up Thanksgiving turkey. Like, he's like dried up Joe.
He is. And he also, we compared him actually to The Situation this week.
I saw that.
And Us Weekly picked up a little article and they said, like, the girls of Two Judgy Girls, the podcast. I was like, oh my God.
It was actually on like Access Hollywood last night as well. They did like a whole thing, or 2 nights ago or whatever.
Did they mention us?
I don't know if they mentioned you, but they did the same comparison.
So that was a pretty hot hit. Actually, Courtney was the one that was like, read this Us Weekly article. And I was like skimming through and I was like, oh, I don't see anything. And read it closer the second time. And I was like, oh, that was my post. And then today, another Jersey Shore promo dropped.
Housewives of Jersey, not Jersey Shore.
Thank you. I watched that family reunion.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Because they have families now, or they're each other's family?
Well, they're the family, and like...
Got it.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't watch it.
I don't have time for that trash. I'm too busy watching The Challenge.
Totally. MTV forever.
Apparently I'm like a 19-year-old girl.
MTV forever.
JT is still on there, by the way.
He's so hot. He's so mean.
He's still mean, but he's not hot at all. Mm. He's a dad now, and the dad bod is in full effect. It's just, it's not good.
Wait, and he dated that girl that died.
Yes, DM.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Super sad. Okay, getting back to the New Jersey, the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
So it was a clip that was dropped. It's the first 3 minutes of the new season that's debuting next Wednesday. And it was actually dropped to Bravo Insiders only. But we found it.
Because, we're not an insider and we're not invited to BravoCon. I'll still, like, take a ticket. But basically, I feel like Teresa's being pretty truthful and being like, I don't know what I want anymore. I want to be happy.
I mean, I think that we all should have seen this coming. I mean, if the divorce doesn't happen before the premiere, like, Kris Jenner definitely works harder than Andy Cohen. But Andy Cohen loves to spin a story, and he loves before a premiere.
So you think on Monday we're going to get the divorce papers?
I would not be shocked if it happened before the premiere.
I agree with you.
Let's be real. He needs those numbers.
Absolutely. I think this season is going to bring it, though. People are really interested in this story, and I actually think the timing is so crazy. Because we're taught working with the government.
I mean, I definitely think that, like, something has flipped over at Bravo, because everyone's sort of bringing it lately. I mean, OC's kind of drab a little bit, but they're getting there. I think Arizona was definitely like a turning point for them. I think Potomac had their greatest season ever. Lots of butt grabbing, which you can't, and it looks like Atlanta's bringing it, right? Kenya's coming back. It looks like Bravo has really taken the advice, and they're really trying to like spin it up a little bit and like go back to what it started with, right? Go back to basics of like, this is where we all started.
They're listening to the viewers, and they're going to get rid of Tamara.
I don't know about that.
I think so. I really do. I think next to go is Tamara and Leanne.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see Leanne. Leanne has nothing else to talk about.
I was so frustrated with her this week.
Like, Tamara would take a hiatus, like a Nene, like a Bethany? Like, Tamara's been there forever.
I don't think the viewers like her anymore, though. I don't know. I just have a passion of hatred towards her.
I noticed.
And I feel like most people agree with me.
That's fair. I mean, I definitely think she's a shitster, but I definitely think that...
What do you like about her? Tell me some positive things.
She likes to work out.
Okay. Yeah, fair. She's got a good body.
She's got a killer body.
But she doesn't have a belly button.
No, that's creepy. Yeah, I don't know. She cares about her kids sometimes.
I mean, that's... I'm not going to say it. Maybe debatable.
I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Some people expire, but I also think that who would be stirring the shit if she wasn't there? Right? Like, who'd be stirring the
shit? They have Kelly God.
She's a hot mess.
Okay. What? Anything else that we need to talk about in terms of this Jersey Shore?
Oh my gosh. What is wrong?
I know. I haven't done this in like a couple weeks. I'm way off.
Nothing on New Jersey currently. I mean, my hot topic that I kind of saw today, which you didn't notice, but on the Bravo promo, which hopefully someone noticed, not just me, but Bethany was always the kickoff, and she said, cue the music, we're ready to go. And it was this huge, like, Andy. It was just a whole Bravo TV promo. As of last night, I noticed the promo was replaced with Portia opening the promo.
She's gone with the wind, fabulous.
So, I mean, like, it took that long. Like, mm-hmm. It took 6 weeks to get Bethany off of there, which is kind of funny. Like, I was shocked. It kind of speaks to, like, Bravo really didn't know she was leaving. Like, they thought she was ready to film.
I think they did, too. And I think she walked in. Asked for a number. They said no.
$1 million.
Oh, is that what she asked for?
I mean, that was word on the street.
And they were like, no.
Yeah.
I think she'll be back. The girls, the New York girls were just in Newport, Rhode Island filming, which looked to be quite fun. And there's two new women filming. So I posted them at a pumpkin patch over the weekend. So we will see what's to come with the new girls. And let me think of any other. We had this week Pat Ashel's son Whitney and Kelly Bensimone. People were seeing kind of a love connection via Instagram, but Pat shut that down real quick.
Did she text you personally to shut it down?
You know, she never actually gave me her number.
Really?
Which, yeah.
Like a Google voice number. Like, not even...
Nothing. Nothing. Like, I mean, not even, like, the landline.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not home
to
right
get
now.
A hold of Michael.
Yeah.
But that was kind of another hot news. Hmm. And we found out Craig's brother's super hot. We found out that this week as well.
Interesting.
And that's pretty much it. Apparently, Gia will be going to visit her father very soon. I doubt Teresa is going to Italy.
No, because on Monday, the divorce is going to drop, as we all know.
I got it.
I mean, let's be real. That dude in the promo was hot.
He's like 26?
Probably.
Do you think that makes Gia feel weird? Because Gia can date a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
She's 18. I mean,
Maybe Gia found him and brought him home to
Mommy.
Trey.
Mommy, I found you a boyfriend.
Because Melania is such a nightmare. You needed some stress relief.
I hope Tree is finally living her best life.
I mean, I think that's kind of the main point, is because she was so great season one, and then this all happened, and I think that she tried to play the victim and all of it, and like, she never really came back around. She's been angry and she's been sad, and she's just not been fun to watch.
You
at
mean
all.
On Xanax?
Well, yeah.
Comatose.
You know, and she had this whole fitness thing, which was like her focus, and it didn't seem genuine.
That doesn't seem fun, to be eating carrots. No. I mean, she couldn't eat carrots because there was too much sugar.
Too much sugar and carrots, yeah. No, and
it's not a life I want to live.
No. And I think that she probably hopefully saw last season that, like, Melissa and everyone else is having fun, and, like, they're kind of showing up, and she's not.
Yeah. I agree.
She's just tan and fit.
Yeah. And now it's like, use that body to your advantage.
She did.
Yeah.
Somebody used it.
Yeah. Okay, I do want to talk about our sponsor this week. It is Lulu Simon Studios. That's LuluSimon Studio, studio.com. And go check out their website. Use our code TJG20 for 20% off. I love this company. It's a Bay Area company. It's made by women. They have the cutest tees, sweatshirts. They have stuff for your boyfriends too. The new fall collection has major eye roll. Can you not? They always have the great mugs, probably late for something. That's a classic one that I use at work. Oh My Dog sweatshirt. That's cute. That's really cute. There's this really cute anti-social tee with a tigress on it that I'm pretty obsessed with as well. And I love it because you guys can customize your stuff. You can pick your colors and everything. They are freaking awesome. They've been with us a long time. So check them out. That's LuluSimonStudio.com and use the code TJG20. And let's launch in to Real Housewives of Orange County.
Awesome.
What was your overall thoughts for this week, even the season?
I would say for this season, I think that they're finally kind of hitting a stride. I mean, we are halfway through, if not more. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for me this episode was, like, the places they picked for the birthday extravaganza were just, like, not appropriate at all.
Okay, so the first place, this is actually a really funny story. The first place they went to was Poseidon in Del Mar, and that's where I had my big graduation dinner from San Diego State.
Oh, no way.
With, like, my extended family. Like my aunts and uncles, my cousins, my parents, they all come down.
Did you drink 1942 on the rocks?
Well,
it's only like $25 a shot.
I couldn't because the night before I went out to the bars, lost my ID.
Fair.
And they wouldn't let me drink at my own graduation dinner. And my mom was like, no, 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 we're here because she's graduating college. And the people were like, she doesn't have an ID. Like, we can't serve her.
You didn't have a passport?
I guess I did. I mean, maybe it was at my parents' house or something. I don't know. But I didn't have a passport. They wouldn't let me drink at my graduation dinner. And then they gave me a card that was like an IOU. Like, the next time you come in, a glass of, or a bottle of wine is on us. I never used it. I should still go back.
Yeah. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Remember from 2008?
It's me.
But, I agree, though, with, like, the table settings and stuff and all the places. Like, it was too crowded.
Way too
crowded.
They
needed a private space.
The second place, which we'll get into, was, like, way too dinnery, and they were obliterated. And, yeah, I just didn't feel it.
I guess they were just, like, one with the people, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. They were craving the attention, especially that Bronwyn and Tamara.
I mean, I definitely want to play Housewives Bingo to see who's going to pop up every week. Like, is Lynn Curtin coming back next week? Are we going to get, like, a Gretchen again?
Lynn Curtin.
Who's the bathing suit girl with the giant?
Lizzie hangs out all the time with Emily.
Yeah. I mean, we've just gotten,
That's true, yeah, because we had Alexis.
But they're weird.
And then we had, okay, Megan, they did not connect full circle this week for me. Megan King Edmonds, private eye in my mind, because she unveiled that cancer scam. But wait, let's start from the very, very beginning. So they decide to go on a train. Ha, ha, ha. Like, we're so clever. And then it was like a bachelorette party as well. Felt like it was kind of embarrassing. I thought.
I do get it. I think that they are trying to, like, embrace Shannon's finally single, like, in a good place. The divorce is final. She's getting $20,000 every single month. Right. And she's selling crab stuffed salmon. Cream cheese.
Yeah.
There's cream cheese in that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I think that it made sense to, like, embrace. She's finally happy. She's finally single. She wants a dry kiss on the lips, right? All of that's happening, right? It almost was like her 21st birthday, not her.
It was like a coming out party. It's the best she's felt in years.
I totally get
double
it.
Nickels.
And I think that the penises were more for Tamara's enjoyment because I think that she.
Or Kelly Dodd. Because Kelly Dodd literally gave a blowjob.
She was choking too much.
She needs to learn. Tell me more. How do I perfect this thing?
I think she needs to learn how to do it.
Okay.
Get some work. Maybe Brian isn't packing in that sense.
She
doesn't know how to, like.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
But she's engaged again, right?
I don't know if she's really engaged to Rick Leventhal of Fox News.
Yeah.
They seem to be in love, that's for sure. Yeah. But anyway, so Megan shows up and she's never met Emily before. And I just, like, also forgot how much of a 13-year-old girl's body she has. She's just, like, tall and skinny. There's no butt. There's no ass.
Her body's awkward. I think she's awkward. I think her marriage is awkward. I think that, like, all three of those things just kind of compounded.
They definitely tried to, like, slide in that comment, like, that Megan was like, I have a lot of things going on in my life. And I think this was before the Jimmy scandal broke.
Fair.
I think she's talking about her son Hart that was having the developmental.
I think if someone would have brought her, if she would have rode with Tamara, or she would have rode with somebody, it would have made way more sense than her walking up and meeting Emily by herself.
I feel like something's wrong.
To an Amtrak train. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
It's the coaster. I've been on the coaster.
It's not fancy.
No, it's like, it's a nice commuter train. And you can have cocktails on it.
I mean, they couldn't have gotten, like, a limo bus to go an hour and 15 minutes
south. They had to do the train joke.
Oh, got it. Train.
Yeah, yeah, the train. But then, like, Megan King Edmonds really dressed up like a conductor, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
That was not a good look.
I mean, it was a lot of denim.
It was just, like, a jumpsuit with a trucker hat. Not a trucker hat. A conductor's hat.
Because she was driving the train.
Yeah. It was just lame. And then even, like Vicky's outfit with the leopard pants. Then we had, like, Gina wearing a blue fur.
She looked like the Cookie Monster.
Yeah. It was just, like, she had this weird blue fur. And her hair is always a miss for me.
She's a miss for me. I think that, like... she styles herself somewhere between Forever 21 and Fashion Nova. So it's like this weird, like, wannabe club girl, but, like, athleisure with bad extensions.
And she also seems, like, way more Jersey to me than New York. Well, she's Long Island.
Yeah.
I get a Jersey vibe from her, though. Like, she would fit in with that cast.
She's dirty. Like, she's almost, like, dirty.
Like, she doesn't wash her face all the time? Like, every night?
That, or, like...
tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, I almost think, like, those ringlet extensions, like, came from Claire's, maybe. She borrowed them
from her daughter.
I just don't know how the looks don't, like...
And, like, her confessional, she just...
I never knew who I'm looking at. She gets tan, she gets white, she gets white hair, she gets blonde hair. I just don't know. But I think, like, in that sense, when you look at Vicky, I mean, I know you don't like Vicky, I get it. Mm-hmm. But, like, Vicky's outfit was sort of put together, like, the white jacket with the leopard pants. I feel like... Shayna looked great with the red pants. Like, everyone's kind of pulling it together. I don't mind Emily's style. I think
those pants were... That was a look this week. But it was just... They had, like, basically, like, their clubbing clothes to go midday on the train.
I mean, it was very OC Cougar happy hour. Like, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then, you know, I love that Kelly is embracing the joke. She said she would be lucky if 8 guys liked her at one time.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, good for you, honey. Yes. You know?
Just take it all in.
Take it all in. And then so Kelly on the train ride down is really pissed at Dr. Brian because he hasn't called her in five hours. So she's like unraveling.
Vicky gave her advice and she was like taking, I'm like, okay, so now they're back to square one. Like, everything's good, which is hilarious.
It's crazy.
I think that 5 hours...
That's fine.
I mean, it's fine. I definitely think that's like, oh, have a good night, like, be safe on the train. Like, there could have been some sort of, like...
Totally.
Like, from her point, it seems like it was, like, just dead stop. There was no communication. Not, like, have a good night, I'll talk to you when you get back, or I'll see you tonight, or whatever. Like, she just wanted, like, a leading text or, like, a leading conversation. And I feel like, he went to surgery, then he didn't talk to her after surgery, so she didn't understand.
Also, like, are you worried Dr. Brian's hooking up with a lot of people? Like, is that what...
I mean, let's be real. He's not going to the gym. We can all tell that. He's not hooking up with anybody else. He probably, like, met his mom for crab cakes or something. I mean, let's be real.
That sounds
here.
Great.
Yeah. I'll have crab cakes for you next time.
Thanks. And then getting back to the blowjobs, apparently Bronwyn hasn't given one since 1997.
What number of kid was that for her being born, if it was 1997? Like, kid 4?
Yeah.
Does she let the other woman in the threesomes give him blowjobs? Like, who's sucking his dick?
That's a good question.
Does he fly to Texas to the roundup? Like, who is...
servicing?
Yeah. Someone's doing the sucking. And apparently it's not Bronwyn.
Yeah.
Unless it's Tamara's tongue that she's sucking. But that's we'll get to that.
We'll get there. We will get there.
Yeah. Maybe she doesn't know how to do it.
I mean, she's apparently just very attracted to females, which is great. Then good for you. Well, embrace it.
At the same time, like, if they've had 9 kids... Seven kids. Like, maybe she's just, maybe he's putting it in the other hole all the time.
Oh.
Right? Like, there's no need for a blowjob because, like, she's always taking it.
Oh, wow. This is.
Like, think about it.
Okay.
Right? Like, it sounds like the blowjob's, like, not needed because she just pops out those kids.
Okay, fair.
Or they have a threesome. But they have, like, a love nest. Like, what do you... I don't get it.
Maybe freaky stuff is happening.
Maybe.
But they seem to, like, embrace that life, and I feel like it's really interesting to see it unfold on camera, and I kind of am enjoying it. It's showing me a different side.
I don't get it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not like...
I think all there is like they have a committed marriage, but then they have fun on the side.
Okay.
That's what I think. Okay, so basically there's, you know, a lot of tension between Gina and Emily because Gina's still pissed at Emily because why would she set her up with someone that's already with someone? Like, her husband had done that. And basically I felt bad for Emily in a sense because she's showed up alone. The girls definitely have Gina's back. They want Emily gone. And I think Emily's unraveling.
I mean, I'm Team Emily on this one.
Okay.
I feel like she's real. I feel like she doesn't, like, her body's real. I feel like her kid life is real. I feel like her marriage is very real. Like, I feel like she's real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a reason why she would set Gina up. What was she going to gain out of that?
Right.
Absolutely nothing, right? So I really don't think she knew.
They never even went out on a date.
Yeah. I think, here's my honest opinion, I think that Gina is taking everything she can personally or taking it in order to deflect from her DUI and her divorce.
Oh,
right?
Smart.
So I think that,
but she's not that smart.
I mean, she's smart enough to, like, not talk about her DUI. She's smart enough, like, not to be filmed in Ubers going everywhere to take her kids to effing school, whatever it may be, right? Like, I feel like she's very good at deflecting that. So, like, picking a fight with Emily is going to shy away from all the problems that she's actually dealing with, that she's actually doesn't want shown.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Which is, I think, like...
That's a smart theory.
I think the fights have been so surface level. It's like you were with her 4 hours prior...
Yeah.
Drinking at Shannon's... Trying the new diet food at Shannon's house.
No, wait. And also, she's literally met the guy. Like, they had met at a party and hit it off. So it's like, how guys are weird. Sometimes they don't say if they're dating people. And, you know, I can see how it got misconstrued.
Totally. I totally agree.
And poor Emily, she's just like in the bathroom fucking losing her mind. And she's like, give me a fucking car to the producer. I love that. I love that. Like,
breaking the wall, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, the producer's like, and I think that...
And then the producer's like, okay, Tamara, we need you to go out there and get her. Kelly, we'll throw you in there as well. And, like, these poor people going into Poseidon, which would not serve me on my graduation dinner.
Still...
Fuck
still,
that place.
Still mad. you have an IOU. Where is it? Do you know where it's at?
It's definitely gone. It's definitely gone.
No, and I think... When they do break that wall with the producers, like, Emily is actually upset.
Mm-hmm.
Gina is, like, not that upset about it. She's just the cookie monster looking for cookies in that blue coat.
And she's like, who the fuck is Megan? And she's like, why are you telling Megan all your secrets?
Yeah. But then, like, yeah. I mean, that was, like, a whole entire mess.
Yeah. Okay, so then they can finally move forward. They go back to sitting down. Probably get in a few more shots, and then they finally go into Sabika. And blowing the whistles.
The whistles were actually, like, a comic relief for the whole day.
I agree. Get the 1942 shots that are apparently $25 a pop, and Shannon wants to get her vagina kissed.
That came from Kelly because she got the O treatment, which, like, it
gorged
everything. Mm-hmm. Kelly said that. Kelly's like, why'd you get it if you didn't want to get it? And Shannon's like, no, I just want a kiss.
And then Tamara started annoying me because she tries to go around trying to find Shannon a kiss. She's going throughout the restaurant. They're doing a quote-unquote sweep. She even has the audacity to go into the kitchen staff, like, asking everyone, are you single? And I was like, oh my god, you're so desperate.
I mean, this happened. I mean, I did a lot of years in the bar business, mm-hmm. and that's definitely, like, a thing. Like, people think, like, servers and waiters, like, and I mean, honestly, like, we kind of think it's funny also. Like, it's a joke in that sense. that, you know, someone thinks that or Tamara's looking, you know, we're like, oh yeah, like you're a customer, we'll laugh along with you. You're super drunk right now, whatever.
Okay. So you're saying I can do that the next time I go?
Absolutely. I mean, I saw you do it on Sunday at the Blue Angels. You were just like, who wants to give me a kiss? No, so I don't think it was like that bad. I think they were like super intoxicated. I definitely think that Spiga was like not the place for them to go for dinner.
No.
I also thought they ate at Poseidon, but apparently they only had truffle fries, which looked delicious. Can we go back there just for those?
Like, okay, I'll fine.
How mad are you? Truffle fry mad or like?
I'd be willing to go back.
Okay. There might be a train. There's an Amtrak from Oakland. We can just like walk the way to Del Mar.
Yeah, no. We're not recording. We're recording at Greg's in Oakland. So no trains. You might hear some dogs though.
There is a dog across the street.
If you're lucky. Okay. So then just the poor patrons at the restaurants in the background.
I feel like Bravo paid for a lot of meals
They have to.
Yeah. I mean, everyone had to sign those releases and there was no blurred faces and they were all recording everything that was taking place. But I definitely feel like there was a tipping point. Like, it was, like, shot, shot, shot. And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, a drunken mess.
So then, basically, Tamara and Bronwyn are like, when are we going to make out? When are we going to make out? Then Tamara licks Gina's face. And then Gina was like, okay, I'm going to go sit next to Emily. Because then they were going to have a heart-to-heart. And then Tamara and Bronwyn are sharing a seat.
Yeah.
And that's why she falls.
Correct.
Yeah.
But she had kissed Shannon prior to that. Shannon said, want a dry kiss. Don't lick me. Don't, like, close your mouth. I just want a dry kiss.
You know, I mean, she wanted a birthday kiss. No moisture. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then Kelly's like, well, no, I'm not bisexual. You buy something. If you buy me something, I'll get sexual. But she's like, I'm not into the girl thing. And then Tamara just goes at it and she's like, I'll show you how it's done. And then I feel like her and Bronwyn just started making out.
Yeah, but Bronwyn had said, when my husband went down on me,
I was thinking about,
I was thinking about a threesome. And then Tamara, this was later, this was like 5 minutes later, Tamara followed up with, I had sex with Eddie the other night, and I pictured you.
Yeah.
I think my favorite of all this, which you may not know, when you watch the episode back, you definitely have to focus on Vicky and Kelly and Shannon, because they kind of had this like off-camera, they weren't the focus, but they were hilarious.
Okay.
So Shannon says something like, oh, I'm 55, and Kelly says AARP. And then Vicky tries to break up Tamara and Bronwyn. And then Kelly tells her to sit down, shut up, and just watch.
Right.
Like, all of it was really, really funny. It was like a really good scene.
But then once again, so Tamara falls.
And then Vicky tries to help.
No, but then of course Vicky quote unquote falls. And then Shannon's on the ground too.
Yeah.
So literally there's like three women over 55 rolling around on the ground in a restaurant with patrons.
Yeah.
So
in leopard pants.
And leopard pants. And a sequin jacket and red leather pants. So it was a look. It was a look. Yeah. And then, and this is kind of where Emily and Gina finally make up. And the abandonment thing, you know, don't worry, I'll always be your friend. Like, Emily feels abandoned.
Like, Gina has nothing else to talk about. Like, the kids aren't featured. Obviously, Matt, like, put a stop to that, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's grasping at straws. And I just don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, I'm totally Team Emily, 100%. I think that I think that she's smart. I think that, like, I just don't get why Gina wants to pick a fight. Like, you have so much other stuff going on in your life. Let her be by
your
side.
Maybe she's picking a fight because she's like, I'm going to be with the other girls this season. Like, wait, I'll leave you in the dust.
Girls.
Yeah, it's the Tres Amigas, and they're finally accepting her. So she's like, I got to do my due diligence. I got to stay behind those cougs.
But, I mean, if you go back to, like, the train rumor when Vicky, they were at whatever, Javier's or something, and Vicky and Emily were lingerie shopping together off camera. I mean, So she has those connections. She needs to drop that Alexis connection, though. Mm-hmm. No one wants that. Jesus jokes could go home.
Yes.
How does she jump on those trampolines, do you think? Like, with...
the jugs?
Yeah.
I think the trampoline business is gone. I really do.
I think they got sued a couple times, too. Anyway.
Probably. Yeah. Most likely.
Pull it back. Pull it back in. No, so I just feel like she has... And maybe you're right. Maybe she wants to start a fight with Emily to do that. But, like, why? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it will be interesting to see because I feel like Emily's on the outs with everyone except for Kelly as of, like, real time.
Yeah, I mean, Bronwyn went to check on her in the bathroom.
That's true.
But maybe she just wants
Bronwyn, to yeah, Bronwyn's like, I'll check on your pussy in the bathroom.
When you go down,
I never say that word.
Yeah, I don't know. That's too much.
Sorry, guys. Okay, then we go to one more location for some more dancing. And Kelly is trying to pay
the bouncer
$200 to dance with Shannon.
Dance dirty, she said.
Yeah.
Like, put her face here, lift her up. And the bouncer's like, no.
He's like, she's like, money talks. And he's like, no, thank you. But then Shannon finds a guy. What was his name? Like
Marcos.
And that kiss made me feel uncomfortable. It wasn't a dry kiss.
She got her birthday kiss.
It was, yeah.
Tamara was front and center watching. It, like, that was a splash zone. That was not happening, like, when you're at, like, SeaWorld.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is too close for comfort.
Yes.
So Tamara was full frontal. It looked like Marcos was a little bit more into it than Shannon.
I completely agree. Yeah. I completely agree.
I mean, buy a girl a drink first. Let's be real.
Seriously.
Like, where's the 1942?
Yes. That is very true. That is very true.
I didn't realize
true.
That Del Mar had, like, the hot spots for the Cougars.
Is
that why you had your college graduation there? Like, were you, like, planning?
No, Del Mar is, like, a cute beach town. It's quite small. Oh,
like, for the races?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have just done that. I mean, they've done that before, I guess.
I feel like they've done that a lot in
all
Bravo TV.
Seasons, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then Vicky
goes off.
I love this because it was almost like she forgot her mic was on. She's like, Bronwyn's trash. She fucking bothers me.
Like, I think she's
said that.
Intoxicated.
She said, like, I'm over sexy dancing. Bronwyn is trash. She fucking bothers me. I'm out of here. And then, like, I just love them. They, like, cut to Tamara and she's doing the same stuff. And, like, they're supposed to be besties.
I would say Bronwyn's dancing was a little bit more desperate.
I did feel like, okay, Bronwyn was clearly the aggressor. Aggressor. The table scene made me feel uncomfortable because I felt like Tamara couldn't get up.
Okay.
So do you know what I mean?
Here's a question. So this was brought up at dinner, actually.
Oh.
Going back, Vicky said, is this cheating?
So I would say, hell yes.
I mean, you're out at dinner. Your spouse doesn't know what you're doing. You're drinking copious amounts of really expensive tequila, which tastes like vanilla. It's delicious.
If my boyfriend was making out with another boy at a dinner table, I would be very upset. That would make me not happy.
Ditto, but that's a whole different story. But yes, if my boyfriend was making out with a girl, like, I'd be furious.
Yeah.
Like, No.
It's
not okay.
I'm sure Eddie got so mad at her the next day.
I'm sure that'll be on the show. Let's be real.
She was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Oh, I didn't watch
that. And I didn't either. I saw some clips, though. But she definitely, like, was, like, playing the embarrassed victim.
Well, I mean, so last week, Bronwyn said, oh, she was talking to her husband. And she said, oh, Tamara, I said threesomes. Tamara said they do that, too. But Tamara came out on Twitter.
No, she didn't say that.
Yes, she did.
Oh.
Last week, she went home, and she goes, oh, my God, funny story. What's his Sean? She was like, funny story. I told Tamara that, like, we have threesomes, and she told me that Eddie and her do, too. Have you and Eddie talked about this? Remember, they were in bed.
Oh, I don't. Okay, I must have.
So watch back last week.
Okay. No, but I know. I remember this conversation. And then he was, like, not with people we know.
Yeah, no people we know. Tamara came out and was like, I never said that to her. Like, we've never done that. Whatever. But clearly...
They're swingers.
I mean, something.
They're swingers. I heard there's, like, a special way you do your grass, and that says that you're a swinger. Oh. I don't know.
I mean, what if it turns out that, like, Lizzie and Gretchen knew that Eddie's swinging with men? Maybe that's why she makes out with girls, because Eddie makes out with men when he goes to Del Mar. Or... Burbank.
Yeah. Well, it's like also like I don't think people are fascinated by it, but I kind of like that Bronwyn's like making it a little bit mainstream. Yeah. Mainstream.
I mean, they just weren't like.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
It wasn't like a fun kiss. Like, they were aggressively...
It happened multiple times.
Wasn't Bronwyn's face in Tamara's chest? Like, I mean, there was, like...
I thought, like, Bronwyn was, like, sexually aroused, and, like, Tamara was just really, really drunk.
Yeah.
And then,
has,
like...
Has that ever happened to you?
Never.
Have you been to Tamara, and have you had a Bronwyn?
But you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I think it went farther than probably what Tamara knows about.
I don't know.
She probably like watched it back and was like, oh.
I know, but like, take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Yeah. It was a pretty interesting episode. I see Tamara in such a light that I just think she's thirsty and did it for the cameras. But
also Bronwyn said, quote, I like you.
That's right. That's
Which
right.
It's like a weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the booth, she's like, I like you.
Yeah. Like, that's what you say, like, on date three when you don't want someone to leave.
Yeah.
Like, please don't leave. I like you.
And Emily's
just dating.
Emily's like, are we in Amsterdam? Like, red light district? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
It's like, we need a car.
Yeah.
We need to get out of here.
It did escalate very quickly. And then I thought it was interesting the way that they wrapped it up. So it's Dr. Brian and Emily having some wine. And he's like, so you were like really pissed at me when you came home last night. And they kind of just went into all their problems. And I thought he was pretty rational. He's like,
he sounded normal for once. Like, he didn't sound...
Like daddy.
Daddily, like coddling, like creepy,
yeah.
Like trying to appease her. Like, he was like, you overreacted. Like,
I feel like he sounds like a good dad, though, because I thought it was really interesting. She was like, so, I mean, well, we've introduced the kids, so, like, we need to kind of stick this out. You know, we're going to have some bumps in the road. And then he brings up the comment about flying Jolie to camp, spending $10,000, her buying a PlayStation 4.
I mean, I think that, like, PlayStation 4 is, like, a big gift.
I completely agree.
His point was, like, okay, you spent $500+.
Right.
Like, you can't just show up on a Wednesday with a PlayStation 4 and be like, I like you, Riley.
Right.
We're good now. Like,
but that's also, like, I feel like also, like, technology's so such a touchy subject with parents as well.
Sure.
Like,
how old is Riley? Do we know?
Like 10.
Oh, okay.
12 maybe. But like, yeah, like, I wouldn't want someone to buy my kid an iPad or Apple Watch or this really big gift that also, like, I'm not the biggest technology person for kids. Let them run outside, people.
Yeah, right. No, and I agree, but I think it's definitely like, oh, it's his birthday. Can I get him a PlayStation 4? Yeah, that's great. Let's do it together, whatever it may be.
Right.
I think the timing sounded odd, I think.
And he was so smart. She's like, do you think Jolie's spoiled?
And he was like,
He was like, I haven't spent enough time to know that.
I mean, when I spend $10,000 on a private jet to London, I'm also going to say it's for education. Like, she's like, oh, it's education. I picture it as like education. Like,
Kelly, take me. I can be Jolie's tutor for the summer.
Yeah. I'll hold her hand on the private jet. She can't be alone. God forbid.
I'll be the chaperone.
Yeah.
But they're still going to stick it out. It will be interesting. I mean, she goes through the whole season with him, so we're not going to see their breakup.
Do you think that editing changed because they broke up? Or do you think that, like, I wonder how the editing looked or how, what scenes they picked because
they broke up?
They know it's over, right? Like, how that.
But I feel like they broke up right as it was coming out. Like it was already edited.
I mean, I don't think it was real.
Really?
I think she wanted free work. I think that she wanted, like, a normal guy who wasn't going to, like, treat her like a piece of meat. Like, I think she wanted, like, that.
Like, she didn't want the milkman. She didn't want the milkman.
Yeah.
With the, like, tacos. I like burritos. I like quesadillas.
She also didn't want, like, Michael, right? She didn't want someone who, like, tell her what to do or someone who was, like, dominant. I think she wanted to test the waters with somebody who still had money, who didn't, like, need her money, but who wasn't going to, like, combat her on anything, right? He's just going to be like, oh, yeah, like, you're beautiful. I love you. You're perfect. Here's a ring. Here's a rose. Mm-hmm. Here's whatever. Like, I think she just wanted that passive type of relationship. And I think, obviously, it didn't work because now she's with Rick Leventhal.
I know. So, like, apparently they're getting married in, like, October. We're in October. We're almost halfway through October. I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. Any final thoughts about the episodes, highlights, downers?
Like, he asked if she gave the bouncer her number. Like, that's something she did. Like, well, did you? I was dancing with him. Did you give him your number? No, I would never. Well, good. Like,
he was a good girl.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. Like, God forbid.
It was entertaining. People, I think, have a lot of opinions about it. I did think they were trying to be Roni-esque, have like a shit show of a night.
Yeah.
It just feels forced.
I mean, it actually didn't feel that... I don't know.
I just hate Tamara, okay?
Yeah, we know. It didn't feel that forced. I genuinely think they got super drunk.
That we can't deny that.
Yeah.
We can't deny that.
And I think maybe because you're not used to them acting like that, maybe that's why you were like, oh, wow. I don't know.
I just don't like most of the people. I mean,
Emily was drinking out of a Vouv bottle at the dinner table. I mean, there was definitely, like, a lot happening. Shannon brought those poor women who were not involved at Merrill's, whatever her name was. Like, it just felt very... It felt like... Okay, here... This actually just came to me. It felt like it was Shannon's birthday dinner that turned into a scene for the show.
Okay.
Right? So it kind of got exacerbated beyond...
I do enjoy when they make... Like, I like that we had one episode that was, like, one just day. Like, I like that when it's not a long period of time has gone over. So, that's something I appreciated. Okay, let's travel to Dallas.
It's a pretty quick flight, so just pop on over.
Okay, so we kind of open up, and Brandy has a big cheerleading scene. Showing off her moves to AKA bond with her kids.
It's really cute. I think she's like trying, right? Like she knows her daughter's in this like terrible 10-year-old phase and she's just like, her daughter's horrible. Like, let's be real here. Like her daughter.
I guess. So Cameron's daughter was obviously like did a confessional last week that was super cute. And Brandy decided not to give her girls confessionals. And she wrote on social media, like, your daughter looks great. I'm so glad we didn't do it this season. Like, they've gotten so much backlash about the way her daughter treats her. Yeah. And I couldn't even imagine that. Like,
well, yeah, imagine being like 10 years old and be like, oh, I saw you on the show. Or like, I mean, I couldn't even. 10 years old was hard enough as it is.
Like, was 10 years old her?
I don't know.
No, 10 year old
not. Is that like fourth grade?
Yeah. Yeah. Fourth grade is not that hard. I remember my fourth grade teacher. It wasn't hard for me. Fourth grade. Okay, so that was kind of like a cute moment. And then we cut to the thunder, the lightning, the rain. The
editing on that was ridiculous.
Dun, dun, dun. Cameron and Stephanie sit down for lunch.
Avocado toast.
It looked delicious.
I mean, you know, like a conversation like that's never going to end well when one person has food and the other person's just sitting there stone cold.
I actually thought Cameron looked like gorgeous.
She looked really pretty. Her makeup, something was like different.
I agree. There was something, maybe less. Maybe was she not wearing like bottom eyeliner or something?
Some, like pink dog food prior to like fill her up so she didn't have to eat the avocado toast.
Maybe, possibly.
I don't know what it was.
There was a different glow to her.
Yeah.
We
didn't even talk about that, but yes, I totally agree.
Maybe, yeah, the sparkle dog food. But once again, it's just the Cameron hamster endless wheel that you're getting the shit kicked out of you because she won't give up on a fight ever. And she doesn't even make sense.
She makes zero sense. And then, like, oh, everyone wants to be the victim, but it's like, you're playing the victim. Like, all she has to do is say, I'm sorry for saying trash. Mm-hmm. You're sorry for yelling.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's mad at Stephanie for not intervening. Like, and that
no
she
one
picked.
Intervened.
Why and that she picked Carrie to confide in. She's like, you girls have never given me a chance. And my sparkle dog food. Your dogs don't even eat it.
It's a lot of projecting. Like, you feel inadequate. And so you are projecting this to saying, oh, Stephanie's making you feel inadequate. But she's not.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, leave Queen Stephanie alone. She did nothing to deserve this.
Never will. Never has. She is not Jesus. Girl, I am not Jesus.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, Cameron's not attacking Leanne. Mm-hmm. So why is Stephanie being held responsible for Brandy's action? It doesn't make any sense. It's just like she's picking a fight to have a fight.
Well, and then she like gets up and she's like, I know where our friendship stands and we are surface friends. And it's like, well, yeah.
I like Bravo showed the workout clip because like, oh, you work out with real friends.
right.
I work out with strangers at Orange Theory. So yeah. Those are the kind of surface friends I have.
I know. And then like when they're like, oh, I got recognized there this
Did
week.
Did you really?
Heather, some girl named Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Yes. She was like, I wanted to say something last week. I'm like, oh, you caught me 2 weeks in a row here?
If you go to Orange Theory in Emeryville, I will be there at 4:30 Thursday. Feel free to check me out. I will talk
say
to you.
Say hi to Greg.
I go Tuesdays.
Tall, blonde, handsome man.
You can't miss me. I'm giant. And I run really fast.
I've never done it with you.
Really? We should do Orange Theory.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, well, we were talking. Oh, but okay. Yeah, so hi, Heather. And.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, Heather. And that was the story because. Yeah. But going back, I don't like it at workout classes when they're like, high five the person next to you. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, I just don't want to touch someone sweaty.
Camaraderie, no.
High five them. I mean, it's just not fun.
No.
I hate do partner workouts. Oh, those are the worst.
This doesn't happen very often, though.
Oh, they happen in Emory.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then. The girls are gearing up to go to the haunted house. Do, do, do. But before that, we have to go to another one of Leanne's fucking parties.
What number? Like, this is like.
We only had. First, we had the lingerie shower, which to me was a bachelorette party. But now we're at the bachelorette party. Supposedly, there's also a couple shower and the wedding. So. I thought this was like, this seemed more like I don't know if it was a shower or a bachelorette party because the other one seemed more sexy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they wore lingerie to.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think she just wants to be the center of attention. I think that
absolutely.
No one cares.
I did appreciate the veil with Rich's faces. So, like, some of them didn't have eye patches, some of them did.
Did you appreciate the underwear with Rich's faces last week?
Wait, what? I didn't see
that. That was a lingerie party. She got pink underwear that had Rich's faces.
That's right.
Who was it? Someone said, if his face is going to be in my crotch, it's going to be his real face in my crotch or whatever. Was it Carrie Duber?
I don't think that's a Duber thing to say.
Someone.
But you love Carrie.
I do love me some Carrie Duber. I don't judge her for what Mark Duber does.
But she's such a pot stirrer. Once again, this week she comes out. She's not even on the show and she's still stirring the fucking pot.
Do you think it was her choice not to be on the show?
No, absolutely not.
But like, why is she not?
But she's not even.
Status?
I don't even feel like she has friend status.
So what I read was that she wouldn't commit to their group trips.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were like, these are the group trips that we're planning. And she said no. And then that's kind of how it spurred to like not have her included. That's what.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
I mean, she was obviously a draw. People wanted. I mean, I still want to see her house now that hopefully it's done. Right?
Oh, like, that's true.
All that was done in season four.
Right.
Three or four.
Yeah, and actually, like Leanne said, that her center is doing really well, and there's like months and months wait. Leanne Locken was on Danny Pellegrino's podcast. I listened to it on Friday night because I'm cool like that.
Busy Friday for you?
No, I had to take public transportation on Friday. It was stress level midnight. So I listened to it and. She has rage in her. She has a lot of rage. I feel like this is her final season. I feel like she's become a very unlikable character.
She's just not fun.
No, no. She seems so angry this
that
season.
Dress was hideous. You purposely took off your shoes to show us they were all lubes. Like, we didn't already think that you went to Saks and negotiated the price of those lubes. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. You probably tried to get, like, 0% financing or something ridiculous because you are ridiculous. I don't know if the parties are a way to, like, keep her on the show or if she thinks that... I don't know. I don't get it. I think this party felt very odd. I mean, you could have had the drag strippers at the last.
Yeah, party. It seemed like too many extra parties.
Yeah, and then you're going to do a couple.
And then she only invited some people.
My favorite edit, probably of all time in Dallas, was all of them telling what they were invited to, mm-hmm. and they were all different.
Okay, so DeAndre and Brandy were not invited to this bachelorette party.
No, Brandy was. She wasn't going because she was spending time with her daughters. She said, I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
DeAndre wasn't invited.
Okay.
Brandy said, I'm spending time with Brooklyn, Brinkley, whatever.
Then Cameron got invited to everything.
Duh.
But Stephanie must have too.
Yeah, probably.
I mean.
But Brandy's not invited to the wedding.
No, in that. Hold on. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I've got a. Like thing going on.
4-day hangover.
No. Okay. The girls.
I'm sorry. The 3-day hangover. I exaggerated. What
day? What day is it anymore?
How'd I get here?
Yeah, moving. Sorry. Wait. Leanne got her hands filled.
Oh yeah.
Like got filler in her fucking hands. So, I like, mean, they don't look as wrinkly?
And wrinkled, yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, they'll show more... Like, they always say, like, you can tell your age by two things. Your hands and your neck.
Neck, yeah.
Yeah, your hands and your... So, it's like...
And your knees, you guys. I mean, that's like... No, we had a knee gate. We had a knee gate situation where we're making fun of people's knees and people got really sensitive about it.
Can we talk about the fashion at the bachelorette party? What do you think of Leanne's silver disco?
Oh, it kind of, like... Gave me a Miss Congeniality moment.
Oh, okay.
You know, because she
looked incredible. Whoever is her stylist, whatever.
Do you think it's doing, that guy Trey?
I mean, it's somebody, and they are fucking slaying it constantly.
Yeah, she gets prettier. And you said when we were watching it, Brandy looks a lot better this season.
Brandy looks great this season. I don't know if she changed, like, her makeup.
I think she's wearing heavier eye makeup and, like, filling in her eyebrows. Maybe she got microblading.
Something, yeah. I feel like her eyes aren't as squinty sometimes lately. Mm-hmm. I feel like her skin tone is kind of balanced out. Mm-hmm. She's really embracing, like, that ginger.
I agree.
No, she looks great. But let's talk about the most important part of the whole party. Carrie... wants to talk to Leanne.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's get down with the get down. So she's like, why is DeAndre not here?
Okay. Do you think Carrie was wrong in that situation?
I really like this new Carrie. And I think she is owning it and she's keeping people accountable. And I think people are getting deceived by her accent.
True. I think that she's very unassuming. Like, you wouldn't think that she's coming for you. But then, okay, so when I saw the beginning of the confrontation or whatever, mm-hmm. I didn't really think I felt like Carrie was kind of being playful. Like, why is DeAndre not here? DeAndre's my connection. I'm here. Mm-hmm. All of that, right? But I do think that towards the end, Carrie sort of got more stern. I don't want to say she was aggressive by any means.
Well, and also, Leanne already knew, like... Carrie was casted to ruffle feathers like this.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, to ruffle Leanne's feathers as a new person to do that.
Got it.
Because producers are smart. Well, done. They want to ruffle Leanne's feathers.
They can't get Emily a car, but they're going to ruffle Leanne's feathers. Like, Emily just wanted to go home.
No.
Yeah. No, so I felt like, was it the wrong place and time? Yes. But I also...
I didn't, actually, because I feel like... So she was asking... Why isn't DeAndre here? And then did she ask in this moment as well, like, and I'm not invited to the wedding? Like, why am I invited to this and I'm not invited to the wedding? Yeah. Or, like, yeah, why am I here and DeAndre's not? And then Leanne fucking loses it.
Well, yeah. Then Leanne started yelling. The shoes came off.
She committed the sin and now I have to rise above her.
I mean, I'm just so sick of the poor me. And
oh my God,
we got it.
No, and Carrie's like, oh, but she apologized. Like, can't you just move forward? Can't you just move forward?
I mean, take a shot every time she's a carny or she got molested. I mean, I don't know what else to do with my life.
We'd have alcohol poisoning.
I'd have to call in sick to work. I just can't do it.
Yeah,
like it's just constant. Like, and I think that everyone's aware of it. Like, Carrie's brought it up. Stephanie's brought it up. Brandy brought it up to her face, and Brandy's like, it's always about you all the time. Like, we don't want to live like this. Like, it's not fun.
Meanwhile, Leanne, I fucked a lot of fucking frogs to be here. This is my wedding. It's my time. I waited 51 years old. So shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. I mean, but this is the true Leanne Locken. This is not the rehearsed Leanne Locken. Like, she started like doing like sign language getting ghetto.
My hands are just hanging. This was like total throwback. This is Carney Leanne. Yeah. This is Carney Leanne.
Stand in the vasectomy line. What did that mean?
I don't know. And then the best part is, who was it? Who was next to her?
What does that mean?
She goes, I don't know, but it sounded good. Like, what? Wait in the vasectomy line. Like, I thought at first she was going to say, oh, like, Deandra has Carrie's balls and Carrie's a mouthpiece. Like, that's why I thought she was going with it.
Sure, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, and like, she couldn't even complete the statement. Like, she was just, it was just weird. And I think that she's just harping on it, and it's like, oh, I want an apology, and I want to go to her birthday, and I want to, like, apologize to her publicly and look good at her roast. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I still want to hold her.
It was great. The producers are fucking playing her. They show the apology. They show Rich being like, I'm not mad about this anymore. That is
incredible.
You can't be mad about it either. Like, move on. Be the Christian. Be the better person. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. It was that was the true Leanne Locken that I like to see when she unravels. And then she like goes up to the planner and is like, oh, Carrie is mad because Deandra's not here. That great and almighty fat cow isn't here to be worshipped. That's gonna go down.
I mean, that's one of those lines.
You just can't call people fat.
No. And I love, like, those lines, when I watch them during the season, I'm like, this will come up at the reunion.
Oh,
like,
completely.
This is going to happen.
Deandra already posted about it today.
Oh, I didn't see that. What'd she say?
There was, like, I believe it was a J.K. Rowling quote by Deandra. Hold on. Sorry, I keep on coughing people as well. And it's like, this is fat really the worst thing a human can be? Is fat worse than vindictive, jealous, shallow, vain, boring, or cruel? Not to me. And that's a J.K. Rowling.
I mean, it's just like one of those low blows when you have like nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're fat. Like, really? Like, you could have just said she was demeaning when she said Rich may have cheated, which, like, I mean, I think that Leanne's taken that in a completely different context than it was actually meant.
But I do think he did.
With that eye patch?
I think Rich cheats.
With who?
I don't know why I'm whispering.
The dog next door does not care that Rich cheats. But, like, I mean, you have to have someone to cheat with. So you have to be, like, maybe someone
no,
with
I do.
Fetish.
I do. Maybe he takes it off.
He's not cute.
People think he's really cute.
Who thinks he's cute?
I don't know.
Who said that?
I'm not sure. Okay, then we go down to the Hill House Manor, and Brandy can see spirits. She's been seeing them for years. Yes. I believe her.
She also said it's outside of Dallas, so I'm shocked that, like, Leanne would even travel outside of Dallas, because mm-hmm. we all know how she feels about Plano.
Also, Leanne needs to stop being so negative. Like, she didn't want to go from the beginning. And it's like, if you don't want to go, then don't go. No one cares. We're not going to miss you.
She has to film, though. She wants
exactly.
screen time.
She does.
Maybe she thought the Haunted Hill House would sponsor part of her wedding.
Yeah.
She could get some money out of mm-hmm. it. Like, what else can you do for me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But also, let's just take a moment, because Deandra and Carrie have, like, a lunch the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie is wearing a really weird hat.
What?
I didn't even know what it was. What did you say it was?
I thought it was, like, an Angry Birds hat. Like, oh, the sure. Angry Bird eyes and, like, mm-hmm. the poof. And then, like, one eye was half closed, one eye was closed.
And then I like that Carrie doesn't even brush her hair. Like, no. She just doesn't brush her hair. And then, like, Cam shows up, like, full-blown hair and makeup, but, like, in her Lululemons, like, yeah. I'm a sporty girl.
Red on black, like, yeah.
Yeah, sporty Spice, look at me. Okay, so we drive over, and Leanne picks up the girls, and she's like, you can already tell she's just in a bad mood.
And Deandra gets in the car first, of all people.
And her fat ass has to get in the back, like, go past Leanne. I, like, felt bad for her. She doesn't have a fat ass, by the way. No. But I was just, you know, whatever. Okay, so I think Deandra has a great body, by the way. Okay.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, like, she's like a real woman. Beautiful. Good for her. Okay.
She's probably drinking that green... whatever. Green.
Oh, hard nights, good mornings?
No, but what's the green drink that, you know, her mom was first? That's part of... Mm-hmm.
I don't know. but Leanne's like, ghosts are bullshit. They're anti-religious and it goes against Christianity. Which I know it does. Like, you
did
can't...
Rich's three divorces go against Christianity? Also, how have you been married three times and never been to a cake tasting?
You can't remember.
Maybe because his, like, eyes covered? I don't, like, what?
Only sees half of life.
Yeah. That's the half that I didn't try all those delicious red velvet cakes. I mean,
seriously.
You're in Texas. You've been married three times and you've never been to a cake tasting?
Yeah. That's BS.
I feel like I've been to a cake tasting just to, like, try it out.
Oh, with really?
Nothing but cakes. Have you been there? It's delicious.
I have. It is
quite
delicious.
I would just go there to taste, like, maybe they'll do a wedding cake.
Yeah. They definitely will.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Cameron mentions she has also experienced a moment with the spirit world. One time, her dog touched her.
Her dead dog.
Her dead... No, it was her friend. I think... This is how I interpreted the story. That her friend had died and then her dog came over to her as her friend.
I thought her friend was the medium and her friend brought the dog back...
Oh.
Spirit and the dog brushed against the fence.
Oh, I think you're...
I don't know. Wait,
I think you might be right. I think that sounds...
You have to watch this for us.
I thought something totally different.
You thought the dog was the medium and brought the dead friend.
Yes. I think your story is more... Okay. That makes way more sense.
This is why this moment is why we do this, right? So we can, like, bounce these things.
Totally. And then I loved Carrie's question. Do ghosts ever do anything sexual? And meanwhile, Leanne's like, yeah, they're demising me.
Yeah, they probably molested her. I mean, the ghosts.
Oh, and we're not making light of that situation.
No.
Everyone's just like, we know your story.
I'm making light of how she uses the situation.
Exactly. Like, that is a horrible, awful. Yes. We would not want that to happen to anybody.
Not
that is a sick, disgusting, horrible thing that she had to go through. But we've heard about it a million times.
And I think not only have we heard about it, but then people are making her aware that she's using it and she continues to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brandy said, hey, you're doing this. And she goes, no, I'm not. And then she does it.
And then I love, like, Carrie's story. So Carrie goes out to the medium. And the medium's like, you know, you had a rough start. You made it through. You and your husband are going to be fine. I think she wanted her to say, like, you and your husband are on the way out. Because I think Carrie's on the way out with her husband. But
10-year itch. What'd she say? Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
10 years is hard.
Okay. But then, so Carrie kind of opens up about her childhood, like how she basically had to get, like, kidnapped into Mexico.
Which is, like, horrible. Like, that's not, like...
normal.
No, not at all.
Like, she started drinking at a really young age, like, going out to clubs, and then Leanne's like, oh, well, I started having sex at 13.
No, Leanne first said, here's the best part, Leanne said, oh, how old were you? She goes, mm-hmm. I was, like, 14, and she goes, oh, I thought you were. I had sex at 13. Like, it's the one up, but it's like, well, when you're molested,
right,
you have sex early.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was unaware that you were molested.
And I love that Carrie said, you make it feel like your experience is more important than mine.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like...
No, she didn't say you. She said, I feel like...
Yeah.
People. And then Leanne said, quote...
And then she said...
Is that directed at me?
Oh, yeah. Is that directed at me?
And Carrie looked at her and said, what do you think? Like, I mean, Carrie is not... she's actually like a breath of fresh air, right? I don't think that she's kind of friends. She hasn't really connected with Brandy. She's more connected with Deandra. Her and Stephanie seem sort of like...
I know she like went to Mexico with the Dubers. Like there, she's friends with the Dubers as well.
She was friends with Carrie way prior.
Yeah. But I love that she's like, you know what? I choose to be positive. And like, I had a hard upbringing. I was raised by an alcoholic mother. I was smuggled into Mexico. I was clubbing at 14, but I like turned myself around and like all you can do is talk about being molested.
And I think it's double-edged. Here's how I see from Carrie's side, right? She has kids. She has a family. She has a jewelry line. She's parlayed her life into what it is.
She says she forgave her mother.
Yeah, right? Like, you turn around and you go, okay, I'm like, whatever, yeah. Right? I think that Leanne doesn't have anything. She doesn't have a job, as we all know. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have kids. Rich, according to Mary over here, Rich cheats. So, I mean,
she has her gays.
She does.
She has her gays.
I mean, they plan her parties.
And her charities.
But then Stephanie and Carrie Duber pay for them.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like the gig. I'm going to get married. Will you throw me some sort of party?
Absolutely.
I just want to plan it, and then you can just
And I can pay for it. Yeah. Okay.
Just sign the check.
On it.
That's all I'm going to need.
On it. I don't have checks, but
if
sure.
If anybody wants to come to this party that we're having, Mary is throwing me an all-expenses-paid party. So, we're in Orange Theory, Thursdays at 4:30. That's where the party's at. I'm just kidding. No, but I just feel like, I think that in Leanne's defense, which I never thought I would say this, but I feel like she doesn't have anything to show from where she came from, right? I think in her mindset, she's still the carny. She's still dealing with issues where mm-hmm. Carrie is like, I'm not an orphan. I'm not still dealing with those issues. I'm successful. I have an amazing family. I have a rich husband who's got a beautiful house in Calais. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all of those things mm-hmm. that Leanne doesn't have in her two-bedroom
right.
brick house
right.
and her Mercedes a 230i or something. Yeah. God forbid, help us all. I think it's silver. With stock rims.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, and then it kind of ends on, like, then Leanne's like, well, I didn't invite you to my party. Oh,
that was so awkward.
And then she's like, yeah, you did. Gay. Like, well, oh, wait, no. Your party fucking planner named Steve sent me the invite.
You're gay.
Like, yeah. Like, I made the list. Like. Wait, you made the list. Leanne, you made the list.
Right there and said, Leanne wants you on the list.
Yeah. It's unreal. And I don't know how much more wedding stuff I can do for Leanne.
I mean, okay, so we know for sure we have
the wedding.
Couples shower.
I think couple shower and the wedding.
May not be filmed because, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's. I thought it wasn't going to be like all wedding centric, and I feel like they're gonna have a short season because Jersey is coming up on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, Dallas has always had kind of a short season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, OC's halfway. Atlanta is November 3rd. I mean, there's a lot happening right now, but they always kind of do this during.
Yeah, I agree. This is like prime time.
Yeah. Because New York's filming right now, Potomac's filming right now. Thank God.
I need to get on that train.
Leave the train and get on the train. I mean, Potomac is fantastic. Chicago may be in the works, as we know.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of stuff there. So I don't...
Things to look forward to.
I don't know if they're going to wrap it up. Like, they can't wrap it up with Leanne's wedding because no one gives a fuck.
No, they're not going to end it on that. I just have a feeling.
Yeah. But here's the funny thing about
what OC. Is there to come in the season, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's going to happen next?
Well, and here's the thing about OC. Sorry, jumping back. But, like, OC's got Vicky's engagement party. All of that is coming. So
the CBD company.
Vena Wellness.
Yeah.
I mean, how is that all going to segue away from what they're doing now? I mean, Emily and Gina hopefully wrapped up that drama.
We're going to go to Miami.
Okay.
We're going to Florida with them, cast trip.
There's got to be another. Oh, Dallas. There's another cast trip coming up, probably. So
yeah, but I think one more, too. Well, so it sounds like we have things to look forward
we're
to.
We're on Dallas. We're on six?
I'm not. I have no clue. It's new. It's new, for
six
sure.
Or seven, yeah. So I can't. I mean, Dallas is normally around the 14-15 mark with episodes. So they are a little bit shorter. They're not the horrible 22 episode that, like,
yeah,
New York
yeah,
is when it just drags on
yeah.
and on.
Yeah.
But no, I think you're right. But they're probably going to piggyback probably for at least a couple weeks with Jersey.
I agree.
I think they're waiting to see how Jersey performs. Jersey had some rough years, and then it came back last year with, thank God,
the Marge.
Aiden.
Yeah. And she looks great. She looks great, but she's still going to be wearing capri pants, guys. She wears capri pants. It's the weirdest thing.
With Chanel. Are they Chanel capri pants?
They must be. Yeah,
they have to be.
Or Giovanni.
Giovanni. Yeah, interesting. I don't know. It'll be an interesting segue because, you know, Shaw's is on the way back. I mean, there's a lot in the pipeline right now on its way back.
Yeah, we got some requests to do Shaw's as well. You guys, if you don't know, you can join our Patreon page and you can get extra bonus episodes where we're going to be talking about old reality TV shows. So on there is our Rock of Love episode. We showcase the Osbournes, MTV's The Osbournes, and Jersey Shore pilot episode. And it looks like next month it's going to be the Newlyweds. And maybe we'll throw in a 90 Day Fiance. So join our Patreon. And I think it's patreon.com/2judgygirls. Greg, where can they find you on social media if they want to follow you?
G Eddings on Instagram and at Orange Theory in Emmyville, whenever your heart desires. That's always a great way to find me.
Well, thanks for coming on again. We love you. We had a special request on my Insta Live. Where's your friend Greg?
Oh, I'm always here.
So we are back. Courtney will be back next week, guys. And thanks for tuning in. 5 stars only.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.